USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A path to protection is being built as quickly as possible in the ongoing battle against the coronavirus.
In skilled nursing facilities that have had at least one vaccination clinic, an estimated median of almost 80% of residents have received at least one dose of vaccine.
That's how Andy Slavitt opened a White House briefing on the outbreak, Slavitt urging Americans to wear face masks and practice safe social distancing while waiting for vaccines. As former President Donald Trump's Tuesday impeachment trial approaches, there's a growing body of evidence and criminal complaints and affidavits that the January 6th Capitol breach had been pre-planned, undercutting the allegation leveled against Trump that he is guilty of incitement to insurrection. A number of affidavits filed against the accused participants in the Capitol breach show evidence of pre-planning. USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
President Biden is reportedly giving up a hike to the federal minimum wage in the COVID-19 relief bill on the concern that it might doom the bill's chances at passage.
I put it in, but I don't think it's going to survive. I'm prepared, as President of the United States, on a separate negotiation on minimum wage to work my way up from what it is now.
Biden speaking there on CBS News. Senator Bernie Sanders says, though, he won't support the bill without a hike in the minimum wage. Texas Congressman Ron Wright is dead after battling cancer and testing positive for COVID-19. Wright's family confirmed the congressman passed away Sunday evening. The 67-year-old Republican was hospitalized in September due to complications with his cancer treatment and tested positive for coronavirus a few weeks ago. Wright was first elected to his seat during the 2018 midterm election and won re-election last November. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
United States Immigration and Customs Enforcement is preparing to issue new guidelines to agents this week that could sharply curb arrests and deportations. Agents will no longer seek to deport illegal immigrants for crimes such as DUIs and assault and will focus only on national security threats. Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton believes this is a bad idea.
It's astonishing. Right now we're in the so-called 100-day pause of deportation, which means murderers and rapists get to stay in this country, even though they're illegal aliens. But now the Biden administration is saying they're not going to deport criminal illegal aliens for serious and violent felonies like assault. This is just one more part of Joe Biden's radical agenda in his first month in office. You know, it started with the Keystone Pipeline, putting American workers out of jobs while he's protecting criminal illegal aliens. Joe Biden and the Democrats are putting American workers last and illegal aliens first.
Minnesota Democrat Governor Tim Walz has activated the National Guard to handle demonstrations and potential unrest ahead of the upcoming trial of the ex-police officers charged in the death of George Floyd. The trial is set to begin in March. And finally, Tesla said it invested $1.5 billion in Bitcoin and said it might accept the cryptocurrency as payment for its products in the near future. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.